There are a few questions coming in from the audience, and the first question I want to see is where you have elected out of the Section 263A and are required to use an alternative depreciation schedule, are you still precluded from using the bonus depreciation?
That's a little more technical than I know. Gary, do you have the answer to that?
If you've elected out of 263A, you can't use 200% declining balance. You have to use 150% declining balance, but I don't believe that precludes you from the bonus depreciation.
Okay, here's another one that we have from the audience. Is do we have to pay self-employment tax if the businesses show no profit?
No, you don't. However, because you're only paying that tax on your profit, and so I don't believe you have to file the self-employment tax form for under $400. I might have that wrong. However, there is an optional method for farming that allows you to actually pay self-employment tax on just enough income that it allows you to have continue your quarters of coverage. So if something happens, you're still eligible because you've had those quarters of coverage recently.
Okay.
And what that does is protects your disability benefits.
Okay. All right, and another question came in is that the $250 penalty for not filing a 1099, is there also a penalty for each 1099 you should have filed, or just a single $250 penalty?
No, it's a penalty on each, and it's a three-tier penalty. If you file like 30 days late, it's one. If you don't file by August 31st, it's second. A second tier higher. If you don't file at all, it's the highest tier. That highest tier can go up to an aggregate of like $1 million total penalty. So you can't afford to ignore it.
Okay, and then one final question, and that was, again, is related to the 1099, and is what is the status of the 1099 requirement repeal in progress?
They are continuing to try to get it repealed, but every time it goes in front of Congress, it's voted down. I did hear that President Obama has now said that he's in favor of the repeal of it. Part of that's because there is so much information that they won't be able to use. For example, if I have to do a 1099 for a nationwide chain like Farm and Fleet or whoever, think of the millions of those that are going to come in. Those aren't the companies that aren't reporting income. So it's creating lots of work for the farmer with no benefit to the government.
Okay. Thank you very much both to Ruby and Gary for their great presentations on some of the hot tax topics that are currently going on. And as Ruby mentioned, you can go either to the Ag and Uncertain Times and review these, the presentations, and look at them in a little more detail. And there's also the ruraltax.org site to give you a lot more in-depth information about these tax issues. And we'll move over to the next one as we're cleaning up today, wrapping things up, today's speakers. And next thing we're going to do, we have a few more questions for the audience. We'll just answer a couple of these, and then we'll be moving on. These are just kind of a cleanup, and it helps us try to get a better idea of what other issues are out there, what's your primary source of marketing information you look at, marketing and or tax information you would look at in this case. If you're looking at the universities or non-tax or banks, lendings, wherever it might be that you go for that. Next question we'd have is, what is your primary source of marketing information for the, or what is your prime, prior to this seminar, how aware are you of the issues discussed today? So what we're looking at for is just kind of your take on the issues, how well you thought you were prepared or you knew the tax information and the changes in the tax law. Okay. We'll do one more here. Was this seminar worth your time? this gives us a good indication of folks how they felt about the quality and the information provided, and it gives us a lot more indication about where to go next and what improvements we can make to the next webinar series. And then I think this would be the kind of the final one we have here is this kind of a lengthy one. You can kind of read through it, but what is your greatest take-home point from today's seminar? You can look at those choices you have below and down at the bottom ones, D through F. You can do multiple choices, pick A and B or A, B, and C. It just gives you a lot more options. Okay. We'll move to the, I believe, next and final question. Or is that all the questions? Okay. What's the likelihood of preparing the next seminar? Will participate, not sure, or will not participate. It gives us an idea of what's going on. Again, it could be topic-specific, and we will also be sending out a link or a monkey survey looking at new topics or interesting topics that individuals might be willing to see. And if you do receive one of those, I'd really appreciate you taking the time to fill it out and send us back, because it really helps us kind of focus in on new targets that we can address. Okay. The next one we're going to go to is the next upcoming webinars we're going to have, as I mentioned earlier on, is Dr. Roberta Cook's going to talk about the trends and dynamic fruit and vegetable market, food safety rule implications. That's February 28th. Then on March 9th, we'll have Dr. Kenda Curtis and Dr. Katrina Carrillo, and they'll be doing a joint talk on the direct marketing options and risk management in fruit and vegetable production. Again, safety rule implications. These will be in Spanish, and that, again, it will be in February 28th and March 7th, and that's at the regular time that most of our webinars occur. You can always go to the Ag and Uncertain Times website, and as I mentioned before, if you do not have the URL or did not come in an email, you can always do a Google search on Ag in Uncertain Times. And it's a great resource to find recordings of the webinars, presentations of set slides, and speakers, and contact information, as well as just kind of discussions on webinar topics. If your question wasn't answered here, it could be answered there. Okay. And again, like I mentioned before, these are used in the chat box, and we're also going to send out for future websites and future web topics. If you just want to be a part of that, you can send us an email at this westrme@wsu.edu, and you'll be on the list to be, and we'll make you aware of any upcoming information, and then you can also participate in providing feedback on additional topics. So if you can click on each of the file below and the highlights, and then you click on this, you can save your computer. This gives you kind of the webinar links and so forth. You can be able to download to directly to your computer, so you'll have that information at a future time, and be able to share that with the individuals. And with that, thank you for attending, and we look forward to seeing you next time. And for now, have a great day, and we will talk to you on our next webinar. Thank you.